Once again, she was the dogged Detective Chief Inspector Sue Craven of Greater Manchester Police. It was, of course, a grisly story, which began with the discovery of a body with a finger cut off. The trail soon led to a domestic cannabis factory.
I was stood on the doorstep with Rotendi and the drugs officers who'd managed to locate the property. Terry was watching the back. None of us expected an answer. The lock on the door was a mortise. Rotendi tried the key we'd found in the dead man's secret pocket. He flicked me a smile as it turned in the lock. Behind the net curtains, at every window, there were bars and crude metal spikes stuck into concrete. All the internal doors were removed. Every room contained a jungle under a white tent. The plants were huge, waist high. The smell was incredibly strong. We were glad of our masks.
This is really unusual.
Why?
Well, the crop's almost ready to harvest, but it's been left to die. Hell of a crop. Someone's done this really, really well.
How can you tell?
More flower heads than I've ever seen. That's what you want. That's where the money is.
How much?
About 300 quid per plant, so this crop could make about 7 grand per harvest, 3 harvests a year, at least 20 grand, and that's just this room. 3 other rooms full of plants, a little house like this could make between 60, 70 grand a year.
That's nearly twice what I earn.
Oh, don't worry, it's all our wages put together and then some, because this won't be the only farm they got on the go. They could have a dozen or more.
Greedy beggars.
Why do the plants die?
The lamps are off and they've not been watered.
If our victim was meant to be tending the plants and he got killed, no wonder they'd died. But according to the pathologist, he'd been killed just hours before we found him, 3 days ago.
How long will it take for the plants to die?
If them look like this, I'm guessing well over a week.
I'm not surprised the lamps are off.
Terry was peering at a chaos of wires under the stairs.
Don't try this at home. My God, extreme DIY or what?
That's how they get free power. Bypass the fuse box, tap into the mains.
The energy companies must be losing millions.
They are. 12-week bill for those lamps is about 8 grand.
But the lamps are off, the power's off. Why?
Boss.
Rotendi prides himself on being unruffled, but I've learned that when he appears especially unruffled, something's put the wind up him.
I think you should come upstairs.
What have you got?
A finger.
The finger was nailed to the wall, carefully positioned, directly opposite a narrow sliding door to what could, very broadly, be called living quarters.
This will be where the guard is, eh?
The whole house was laid out to maximise profit, so you'd expect the living quarters to be small, but I'm not talking small, I'm talking minute. The kitchen part consisted of a worktop, sink and baby bedding, an open packet of instant noodles, chopsticks, little cartons of juice, a bathroom just big enough for a bath and toilet, though the bath was clearly used for mixing plant nutrients. And then what looked like a cupboard.
No one could fit in there.
It's misleading to say bed. There were 2 narrow strips of foam on 2 shelves, 2 cushions, a blue sock.
Children could.
Craven starred David Crellin as D.I. Bird, Michael Obiora as D.S. Robinson, James Quinn as the drugs officer, and Maxine Peake as DCI Craven. It was written by Amelia Bullmore. The American